This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome again to My Assignment, My Destiny. I'm Abraham Manuel. Thank you for allowing me again into your house, into your place where you are comforted. Last week we spoke on the subject, time is running out. I'm speaking on this subject with God alone. We also speak in part two about don't waste your life. And today on part four, I'm speaking to you, what is your name? We're still visiting the house of Jacob, one of Abram's sons. What is your name? Genesis 32 and 27 and 28. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. Don't be surprised if God asks you the same question he asked Jacob. And whenever God asks a question, he is teaching, for he is too omniscient to need to know anything. No, God doesn't know anything, don't need to know anything. But he's asking a question. What is your name? Like the old fashioned teachers, he asks us questions to see if we are learning anything. He said, after all that fighting and struggling and that last test I took you through, I want to see if you wised up any. What is your name? That is the real test that every person must face. Who am I? Who are you? Examine your life. Look at all you have been through. You are still here. God brought you here and put his word in your hand to ask you a question. What is your name? God started a thought process in Jacob's mind. He made him stop long enough to assess his identity. He wrestled Jacob into a revelation. I want you to hear this. He wrestled Jacob into a revelation, not to harm him, not to destroy him, but God wrestled Jacob into a revelation. There is nothing like pain to bring forth a revelation. There is nothing like pain. What about you? God isn't asking you about your pastor, your dominee, or your leader. He wants to know if you know your name. He isn't asking you about your wife, your children, your friends, or your parents. He's asking about you. What is your name? Who are you? Aside from other people, aside from your image, aside from your clothes, aside from your car, your house, and everything else that you possess, who are you? What is your name? When nobody is around, when you are all alone, when God asked Jacob who he was, his answer was pitiful. He said, I am Jacob. It said, for he was saying, I am who people say I am. I guess I am just Jacob. At least What's everybody always call me? Aren't I who they say I am? All his life Jacob had defined himself according to what somebody else called him. He never thought to argue with their opinion. He said, I am Jacob. I am a cheater, a liar, a thief, a con man. I can't be trusted. I'm a trickster. God has commanded me to tell you today that you are not who others say you are. Get it in your spirit. You are not who others say you are. You are more than other people's opinion. Why should others name you? Determine who you are and set the limits of your success. Why should others be allowed to forever limit your potential? Why have you allowed other people to tell who you are? What is your name? You are not who others say you are. No, I want that fact to sink into your spirit today. You are not who others say you are. You may be one of the thousands of good women and men and young person and young daughter who just can't talk or open up to others. You can't explain the pain you feel and you're ashamed that reveal it or to be naked with your emotion. I know that it feels like to think you have to be a tough person and hold up an image. But I want to tell you today something. If you can hear me somehow behind the mask and the protective shell you have built around yourself, then I want you to know this. You are more than your childhood. You are more than your past. You are more than your bank account. You are more than your circumstance. You are more than your finance. You are not what others say you are. You are not what others say you are. We look at the verse and we notice here that the verse talks about a prince. After he said, I am Jacob, they talk about the prince. God says, your name is Israel. In Hebrew, Israel means, and talks about Jacob now, he will rule as God and is derived from another Hebrew word meaning have power as a prince. He's been called a prince of God. You are a prince and you don't even know it. You are part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Yes, you are. 1 Peter 2 and 9, you are an overcomer. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, 13 and 14, it declares you are the head and not the tail. You are to live above and not beneath. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 13 and 14, you are a prince and the devil knows it. That's why he has been trying to assassinate you. You are a prince and all hell is afraid of you. The enemy knows that you can be and he wants to destroy you before you become what God said you will be. You are a child of the king and you are daddy's king of kings and lord of lords. What are you doing in that mess? Your father is the king. He is a king over poverty, over disease and affliction. Do you know who you are? You are a prince. You have been through a whole lot of stuff. The devil tried to kill you, but you are still here. Get ready. God is going to raise you up and set you in a high place. I want you today to start declaring the following. I don't know about anybody else, but I am coming out of this. I am a prince of God and I'm fighting mad. Give me my children Give back my marriage. If you confronted every weakness, God will deliver you. If you face your past because you want your future, God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. It is difficult to handle the pressure and the stress of being everyone's hero all the time. It is perplexed to comfort other people when you wish there was someone who will comfort you. God knows that once you have been smitten at the hip joint, it is hard to keep going. You try to keep the face. I'm hurting, but I can't stop. I'm limping, but I'm going ahead. I'm going to drag my pain with me. Everybody is counting on you. I am a man. I am a daughter. I'm a child of God. I can't get tired now. And I am not supposed to get my feelings that's hurt now. But I have to go on. Keep going. Keep going. Because God has something for you in store. God bless you. Have an awesome, wonderful week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.